Well, good morning. I hope and pray everybody's doing well. You know, we added this segment to the online service, and of course, in the regular worship service at the church, we got joys and concerns and different things like that. But the segment that we added was thoughts of the pastor and also lifting up joys and concerns. I got a lot of thoughts. Thoughts that I don't understand where they come from, but the good news is the thoughts that I do have is about the gospel and about the Lord Jesus Christ and the faithfulness of the church. In the book of Revelation, we were talking about the message to the churches, and I was just thinking as I come home last night and saw all the domestic terrorists burning down this city and that city and all kinds of other things going on. We need to be overcomers, and that's what the book of Revelation is all about. The book of Revelation is about overcomers. And Revelation chapter 3, verse 12 indicates that. It says that those who, let me just share it with you. Revelation verse 12, New Living Translation says this, "All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write my name on them." That's God's name. "And they will be citizens of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven. And they will have a new name inscribed upon them." You know, I say sometimes that my last name used to be Leftstone until I met Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone. He changed my heart and gave me a new name, and I became the Right Stone. Well, that's the promise for those who overcome during these challenging times, because we are a citizen of the New Jerusalem. This citizenship we have on earth is only temporary. Unless the Lord comes for us first, we're all going to experience physical death. But my hope and prayer that we are in the time when Jesus is going to return soon. So we have to have some enthusiasm about our relationship with God. And I think that's what I wanted to share with you today. How do you truly feel about God? Have you ever, that's like a, we say that we got to do a fearless moral inventory of ourselves sometimes. And that's a question. How do we really feel about God? How do we really feel about His Word? How do we really feel about the gospel, about praying and witnessing? I think sometimes, can we honestly say that we're enthusiastic about these things? I am, but then you might say, well, you're supposed to, you're a preacher. Or we look warm, like it talks about in the scriptures in the book of Revelation. You know, a lack of enthusiasm is a signal to us. It means that we have lost our sensitivity to the joy and the holiness of God, that we have allowed other concerns to dull our spiritual senses. So if our spiritual life is challenging, we need to have a fresh anointing. Amen? So put yourself in the position where you're affected by the Holy Spirit and the enthusiasm of other believers. Well, we want to be able to lift up joys, concerns, and prayers too this morning. And we're not really sure. I mentioned last week Sylvia was back home. She had a little bout in the hospital, but she's back home. And I haven't gotten any word from anybody of specific prayer needs. We have all the ones that are listed in the bulletin, but really and truly, if you have any prayer concerns, please send me an email or a text or give me a call. We're a praying church, thanks be to God. And you can send it. The information is in the bulletin, my email address, my cell phone. And just love to be a part of that, to be able to share the joy of the Lord, as they say. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. So today we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we come together. We pray a special prayer of intercession for and with the folks, Lord, and we thank you for that. Day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, as it's known. And the good news is that Jesus Christ is the center, and He is the head of the church. And when the disciples realized that sometimes that He went off by Himself when He was here on this earth, they said, "Lord, what do when you go up by yourself?" He says, "I pray." "You pray? What's that?" "Well, I'm talking to the Father." "Wow, would you teach us how to pray?" And Jesus said to use this as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, and give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, hope and pray that you're enjoying these online services, and it's a joy for Phil and I to bring them to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you in all the things that you do. Amen.